meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Once again, Loveline interferes a nice discussion here in the control booth. Ann and I were just shooting the crap, and no Adam. Oh, there's Adam. Oh, good to see you, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Sit down here.
Hey, buddy.
Let's change positions.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, lovers. Hey, music's still playing. I ain't late.
Hey, listen. Ann and I were just sitting here talking, and all of a sudden, there's the music. Hey, we're on. Oh, sorry. We were having a nice conversation about our kids and about child rearing and stuff, and now you've even interrupted my intro.
Sorry. Sorry there, buddy. It's Loveline.
Yeah.
I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew. Yeah. Board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. How are you, pard?
Hey, dude. What's up?
Oh, you know.
You loaded? Thumbs up.
No.
Oh, you've been out filming all day.
I'm rushing it, yeah.
How'd it go?
Went good. I'm working on some stuff for Jimmy's new show.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel Live. Going on after the Super Bowl.
As if I didn't hear that 4 billion times during college football.
Yeah, they're really running the hell out of it. You know, it's funny. I haven't told Jimmy. I hope he's not listening. But, you know, you watch those shows. You watch a college football, you watch your football games.
Yeah.
These guys are like ex-jocks, average age, the announcers.
Yeah.
Average age, 63.
Yeah.
Average weight at 318, you know. And they show Jimmy's thing, and there's Jimmy doing his promo, and it's a good promo. I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm holding my side, I'm rolling around on the ground, but it's like, hey, you got 14 seconds.
Yeah.
Let's get the name out.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea. He's taking his desk around.
Yeah.
And someone's coming out of the
porta potty
and so on and so forth. And it's like, then they go back to the booth, and it's like, there's Keith Jackson and Pop Warner sitting there. And it's like, well, that looks, is that every night? yeah, I believe it is, Pops. It's a show, boy. All right, back to the field now. It's like, they're always like, you can tell half of them have heard of him, the other half, haven't, and the one that have heard of him probably caught him on the Man Show.
No, they caught him. They will comment once in a while. They catch him on Fox.
They catch him on Fox, yeah. Making fun of one of them.
Yeah, right. He goes, oh, I'm more interested in hearing his football predictions. I wonder what he'd say about this game. Back to the game, Stu.
Right. Sometimes there's just a good long 5 beats of silence. It's like, Jimmy Kimmel Live after the Super Bowl on ABC. Long beats of silence, like, well, the Crimson Tide are taking over at the 20. It almost feels like intentionally a little weird. And I know some of the guys in the sports community. It's ironic that this guy who's not an ex-jock, who's basically a nerd jack-off from high school, who's got his own late-night gig now, probably a lot of these guys had this dream a couple of years back.
Really?
This guy slides in, starts making fun of all of them, and now he gets the nod for the late night show. These guys are still stuck up in the booth in Cincinnati. And it just sort of sit there half the time. All right.
Well, they're pretty hip and in touch, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Commentary.
Yeah. Keith Jackson, big Kimmel fan. Dude. Hola, howdy-ho. Hey, Kimmel there, and he's, what would Keith Jackson, fumble!
We'll think about it. I mean, he's like, to come up with a good Keith.
Jimmy Kimmel's a 34-year-old young jack-off, and whoa, Nelly. It don't take a whole lot of smarts to figure out guys like Kimmel get paid a whole lot of money just to make fart jokes. All right. You ready to rock, Andrew? Jackie?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
How are you guys tonight?
We're all right.
Good. Big Keith Jackson fan?
Not really.
All right.
Who was the guy that used to do, when they used to, didn't he used to Jackson do car racing once in a while, like Emerson Fittipaldi or something? Didn't he? Who was the British guy?
He would do it with Jackie Stewart.
Jackie Stewart, yes.
He'd be up there. He'd be up there, and he'd be like, "It don't take a whole lot of brains to know that these Ferrari guys get paid a whole lot of money to win, pure and simple." And he'd go, "Oh, that's right."
Jack down with Jackie Stewart, who's there with Emerson Fittipaldi. It's a, okay, great.
Yeah, yeah. There's six-wheel motor cars really hug the road. All right, where are we?
Jackie.
Right, no one knows what we're talking
about.
Jackie?
Yes.
You big Jackie Stewart fan?
No.
All right, that's
I'm more of an NFL.
He's like Scotland's. Oh, no,
he's Italian.
Scottish.
Yeah, that's right.
Formula One's all-time winner.
Oh, is that true?
Well,
at that time,
top three. Maybe he's a legend. Yeah. Go ahead, Jackie.
Well, first of all, I want to say you guys are awesome. I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
And my question is if I have a friends with benefits kind of situation, I have no problem having any kind of sex or anything.
Yeah.
But if I have a steady boyfriend that I've gone out with for 2 months or more,
I have a huge problem. All right, here's the deal. And it's interesting that you say you have a freeze reaction. And I'm basing none of this on your voice, which tells me some other things, too, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, there is something going on.
But that really, when it matters, when you actually care for someone, that's when it's difficult to open up sexually and be vulnerable. So when it doesn't matter, then you're able to express that part of yourself.
Okay.
But in situations where there's a real attachment, then it suddenly is so overwhelming that you freeze, dissociate. And that plus the little kind of quality in your voice that Adam I hear so often.
That's kind of naivete.
It's victim. It may not be overt.
Yeah, I picked up something in her voice, too, for 23.
Yeah.
Jackie?
Yeah.
Where have you been victimized?
Actually, I have my dad.
What'd he do to you?
Sexually assaulted.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Through with your stereotypes.
12, 13?
Oh, no. I was 5 or 6.
5 or 6, okay.
It's funny because she has a... Her yeah, hold on a second. Let me talk about her. She has the young girl voice.
Not the baby girl voice.
She has the young girl voice that we're both... immediately responded to, although I couldn't get over her name being Jackie and me talking about Jackie Stewart. That's the thing that was screwing with me. But I couldn't get, I was picturing Jackie Stewart.
I know your brain works too.
And that hat and a six-wheel elf motor car and her name being Jackie.
Yeah.
But she has the voice of a young person, but not a little girl.
Not a baby, yeah.
She's got the voice that Lily Tomlin would do when she would sit on that giant chair and be the little girl.
That's why I went for 12, early adolescence, late childhood.
But there's like a nasal condition or something that's woven into this that is, she has a unique voice as well as the I got abused voice. Mm-hmm. Jackie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You got something going on with your nose?
No.
Okay.
Well, be that as it may, these kind of freeze reactions are really sort of dissociations. When you get overwhelmed and you kind of disconnect from the experience because it's too much, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, just as a simple way of describing it, it's somebody you were really attached to and loved, like your father, intrudes upon you and abuses you in such an awful way. That possibility of re-traumatization is always there whenever you attach to someone, and especially when you're sexually connected with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that really needs treatment if you're really going to have satisfying relationships.
You gotten some therapy?
I have, actually.
Do you talk to him or her about this stuff?
About... Who?
Your sexual relationships, yeah.
And she really wasn't too helpful about that.
How long did your father molest you?
It was maybe once or twice because my mom and dad were divorced when it happened.
Okay. All right, babe. Stick with the therapy.
Okay.
It really does help.
You need it.
The idea being is
you're
to
all right,
learn
too.
To be connected with somebody without freezing, without dissociating.
Okay, do you have any advice on how to ease up on the freezing?
Don't do so much of the friends with benefit stuff and really try to find a way to be more open in your real relationships.
You know, I was not to pile on Jackie. Not to do with her, really, but it strikes me. You know, my men are smarter than women.
Pray tell why.
I'll tell you why.
All right.
Well, this is why we know more. Because whenever you, like I work with a bunch of guys like this. If you ask a guy a trivia question, you just ask him a name. You know who Jackie Stewart is? Mm-hmm. You know who Keith Jackson is? They fight like hell to try to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hold on.
They'll come up with associations.
They think real hard. And then
that guy's an accent.
And then if they don't know who it is, and you go, yeah, this guy used to race Formula One. They go, Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, women just go.
Women are like, yeah, no, never heard of him. Yeah. And you go, that's guy. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
okay.
What?
So what I was talking about.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, how do you get that much smarter when that's your attitude? That's all I'm saying, Drew. That's all I'm saying. Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
You on the toilet?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
I'm kind of breathing kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Am I on the air?
You are.
Yeah.
I am?
Calling from Virginia?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What is that whole...
He's beautiful.
What's that whole campaign, Virginia is for lovers? Is
it, I have no idea. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Northern Virginia.
But I still think it's still around, isn't it?
Probably.
You mean West Virginia or Western Virginia?
No, I'm from Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia.
Well, yeah, that's for homos.
So I'm not like a hick or anything.
Right. Southern Virginia is for lovers. West Virginia is for homos. Hermaphrodites, that's Southwest Virginia. You've seen that T-shirt, Drew? Southwest Virginia is for hermaphrodites?
Who hasn't?
All right. Virginia is for lovers. So what's up there?
I was just wondering exactly how far
It's got the word virgin in it.
Yeah.
But it's for lovers.
Maybe that's why they went for that.
I wish I was at that town council meeting. Virginia's for lovers. It's always bothered me.
The House of Burgesses, how they...
All right, what's up with you?
Nothing. So well, you know Virginia is my real name. You know how disgusting that is?
Oh, Virginia's your real name and you live in Virginia?
Yes. My parents are horrible to me.
Are you a virgin?
Yes.
Were you?
Virginia, the virgin from Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. Now, you're born in Virginia?
Yep. But, you know, I've moved around a lot when I was, like, little.
Okay. All right, but at least they didn't name you Lodi. Drew's laughing. Look at him. Never see the guy laugh.
What's up? What's the question?
Well, my question is, hold on, let me take my retainer out.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I like that move. Yeah, I know you like that.
All right, so my question is, how far up the vagina is the hymen?
About to your middle knuckle, let's say.
No, I've tried that. Mm-hmm. I get my two fingers all the way up there.
Really?
All the way up to the fist, to the hand?
Yeah. Okay, and I'm afraid that I'm going to, like...
You're fine. I mean, it's some women, it's either maybe it's already ruptured or maybe it's just not very prominent there. It's just no
big deal. Do you have three knuckles? This one, and this one?
This is called the distal interphalangeal joint. This is the proximal.
Okay, keep going, sir.
Interphalangeal joint. This is the...
So it might already be...
Metacarpal phalangeal.
This is the widowmaker?
Widowmaker.
But what do they... Do they say three knuckles or two knuckles?
Knuckle, I think people are talking about this one.
But in this knuckles, brass knuckles?
Oh, I guess, you're right. Talking about the MCPs, yeah.
You're talking about those as knuckles, but I call those knuckles, too.
I guess they must have two.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, knuckles?
They knuckles?
Yeah.
So maybe your hymen's not there.
Or maybe it's just not, not doesn't occlude, it's sort of open.
Yeah.
It's all right, you're a virgin.
It's fine.
Yeah.
We trust you.
Wait, could you guys do me a favor?
Yeah.
I know you're probably going to think I'm some kind of freak, but me and my friend, I think she might be calling tonight, too. Her name's Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hello?
We're listening.
Okay. Can you sign our guest book online?
Sign her guest book?
Yeah. That'd, make our day.
Online?
No!
Online?
If Anderson or Tara or somebody can set it up, sure.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
How do you sign a guest book online? Do you know how to do that,
Drew?
No,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
No, you go to our website, and then you press sign our guest book.
Oh, how do you sign with a...
We're very, very unpopular at our place.
Okay.
That would make our day
so
bad. All
right, we'll do that. We'll put you on hold. Brian will deal with it.
Yeah.
You sign the guest book by going to the website and just punching a...
I don't know. Well, Brian's going to work on it. Don't spend any more energy on it.
Maria?
Yes?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
I was bulimic, like not totally bulimic, but kind of, and...
Mm-hmm. Let me just stop you there. It's kind of like kind of pregnant. weren't doing a lot of it.
No, like I never stuck my finger down my throat.
What did you do?
Like I would suck my stomach in and I would make someone to come out. I don't know. Like
you could suck your stomach in and make yourself upchuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Because when I was little,
right?
This is really gross, but when I was little, I would want to re-chew my meal.
I don't know.
Oh, she's like bringing up cud.
Like a cow or something?
Yeah.
Re-chew your meal?
She'd want to re-chew her meal.
It doesn't taste quite so good when it comes back, though.
Yeah, it's all full of acid and whatever you ate before.
Didn't that sort of dissuade you from that strategy?
I don't know. Just so then, I guess when I got older, I, like, was getting more self-conscious of my weight and stuff. So, like, when it would come up, I would start spitting it out. And so, like, I just, like, kind of try to make myself do it. And
you learned this skill of bringing your... Bringing your half-digested food back up?
Ew.
How long after... Oh, I'd like a nice make-out sesh with Maria. How long after you ate, when you were young, would you bring it up?
Well, I would just be at the table. I'm like, I'll keep my mouth closed and just chew it.
You mean you do it at the dinner table?
Yes.
Wow. And what about just piling some new food in there?
I don't know. I guess, like, my mom was probably like, stop eating or else it would just come up.
Oh, really? What did your parents put a little pressure on you to stop eating?
Not when I was really little. Like, when I was 13, my dad just, I was never, like, fat, like, not, like, ugly, but, like, mm-hmm. I was just, like, big boned. I hate that word.
But, what did your dad do?
I don't know, like, he is a really wonderful person, but, like, just for a while, I was more of a weight than I normally was, and he was very unfriendly, and then it was because of that, and just it was very uncomfortable.
He was unfriendly?
Would he bring it up all the time?
No, what would happen was I do homeschooling, and when we learn together.
Oh, boy.
Man, that's where you get the cud chewers.
There you go. Okay, that's a way of sort of, you know, expressing aggression towards mom without her even knowing it.
No, well, I love my like, mother.
She's great.
I haven't done homeschooling my whole life.
You know, ever since mom put the salt lick in the entry hall, they've been right back. Right back. That's all it took.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right.
Where are you going?
Who are you talking to?
What am I supposed to do now?
You're just still talking to us. Adam had to spout off for a few minutes.
Yeah.
To make sure you didn't interrupt his diatribe.
I need one of these buttons in life, I'm telling you.
I'm sorry.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. Okay, homeschool. Why are you homeschooled?
Well, I was going to private school, and I really didn't like it. And my parents, we couldn't afford a more expensive one, and it was middle school. And just, I know everyone hates it.
Yeah, everyone hates it.
So it just made more sense to do homeschooling. And my goal is to finish high school early, so it's like, oh, homeschooling.
Why doesn't your... I know, who's your mom, the dean? Why didn't she just graduate you tonight? I mean, that's the part I don't understand about homeschooling.
Because they're very into hard work and bringing yourself
home. All right. Okay.
So where are we here? Now, you're getting treatment for your bulimia, right?
No, I haven't started my treatment yet.
You're going to get treatment.
What happened was I had thrown up in the sink, and my mom's sister saw me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
So they said, you know, you have to go to treatment.
Good.
And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, I haven't gone yet. Like, I think I'm going in a couple weeks or something. What am I supposed to do?
Just follow directions. That's the only thing you got to do is follow directions and be open-minded.
Yeah.
That's it. Very simple.
Maria's fine. I mean, she's not bitching, complaining, and rolling her eyes.
Right.
It's a good thing. Don't treat therapy. Really. Really, this is, I guess it's one of these things, when you're young, therapy is, it's sort of like many delicacies, you know? Like, you would not like a nice slab of raw tuna. It's been lightly seared on each side.
When you're nine.
Little balsamic vinegar to dip it into. That would be a form of torture, eating that. Now you pay $32 for three bites of that crap.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is kind of therapy. This is what therapy is. People, they don't like it when they're kids. Yeah. They don't even like it when they're you know, 19, 20. They don't like it when someone forces it on them. But
you like your therapy now because you control the whole damn thing.
But just talk the whole time.
Yeah, you talk about high school football,
blah, 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 blah.
NFL.
Blah, blah,
no
blah,
talk
blah,
about
blah,
your relationships.
Blah,
no talk
blah,
about
blah,
the rage, the anxiety,
blah, blah, blah,
the masturbation.
Blah, blah, blah,
that's
blah, blah,
it.
Blah, blah,
that's it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Huh?
I know, and I always show up like 10 minutes late.
Oh, it's passive aggressive. And then you fart in there?
No.
Showing up late and farting, those are the two most passive aggressive moves you can make.
What is? Showing up late?
And then farting.
How is it passive aggressive when you're paying somebody $100 an hour and you show up 10 minutes late?
It's disrespectful to the time that you've set aside.
Blow me. Are you kidding me?
Do you have conversations like this with your therapist? Do you say that to him? Why not?
You're passive aggressive about showing up late.
That's blow me. It's my time. I'll do
whatever. He doesn't complain. He's no idiot. He's like, I get $100. I hope this Brillo head never shows up. Are you kidding me?
Maybe he's invested in the process on your behalf.
All right, we'll see how invested it is. I'll see if he'll do it for free.
That's not reality. That's not an exchange.
That's invested then, Drew. He's invested. Listen. You
must have these discussions with him. You've got to.
Are you high?
You must.
I don't have to have this discussion with my therapist because he doesn't care if I show up late because he's on the clock.
That is a transference reaction on your part.
Transference reaction?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you don't believe he can care about you.
I believe he cares.
He wants to use that hour to help you.
I'm doing better than he is. What the hell does he care?
See what I'm saying?
Good better times. Looking, I'm younger, and I make more money.
Good times.
Is he that ugly?
Oh, please. I'm mainly just better looking because I'm younger. That's about it. If he was like 10 years away from me, he'd be better looking. Let's take a little break. How dare you, Drew?
Just trying to stir it up a little bit so you actually get something out of your therapy.
Let's show up.
When are you going tomorrow?
No.
What?
I already went.
Oof.
I show up 6-8 minutes late.
Yeah.
He's happy.
Good time.
He's happy.
Yeah, good times.
Wouldn't you be happy if your patient started showing up a little later?
But you
could kick him out at the same time?
If you were doing work, yeah, I'd be all right.
Doing work. You don't do anything. What work do you do? You and your therapist sit around and figure out that I'm wrong about me telling you to buy a car is just some sort of transference thing. How dare you transfer your transference issues onto me? All right.
Really shook you up.
We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Doc Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, ready to go back to the phones here, Drew?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feeling better? You okay?
Yeah, you know.
You done attacking me?
I got up, how dare you? I got up early this morning. The last few times I got up early, to do the Stern show.
Right.
And I was sleeping for about hour, 45 minutes, 2 hours. And last night, I was going to sleep about 5.5 hours. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. Because last few times I got up early, I slept for 2 hours. I'm going to nearly triple that this time. Sucked just as bad. Alarm went off at 7.
Oh, yeah.
I went to bed about 2:10.
Yeah.
I was not happy.
Yeah, and I'm not sure there's a big difference between 3 and 5 hours. Or 3 and 4.5. It's about the same.
I got no idea how any of this crap works, but it didn't feel good.
I'm going to do the 3 tonight. I got to do CNN in the morning. It's like, oh.
I got to find that pill. Some guy at work gave me a pill for this. What's that pill called, Drew?
For what?
This is a pill. It's like doesn't make you feel speedy. It's a prescription drug. Get you going.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't tell me about this.
I haven't taken it yet.
Oh, for God's sakes.
One of our writers.
Oh, for God's sakes. What, do you give you Ritalin or something?
I don't know. He says, you take this pill. I said, well, that's just speed, you know? And he's like, no. Doesn't make you feel speedy. Just makes you feel alert. Makes you feel awake.
What did he give you?
I don't know. I'm going to take it next time I do Stern.
Writer drug addict you've got?
How many writers? No, our writers are pussies. They don't do anything.
What is this?
I don't know.
You got to find out what it is, Vivactyl, or rather...
I'd like you to find out what it is and get me a bunch of them.
Do you know
of any pill that is going to help? Well, why not a pill for this?
Speed. Speed's it.
All right. Let's get some of that.
No, that's how performers get into this stuff.
I know, but if a couple times a year...
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's how it gets going.
You say that about everything. How does... Then why... You can't do anything then.
That's right.
If I do Stern once every 2 months for like 2 days, and I got to go to bed at 1:30, and I'm getting up at 3:30 in the morning, and I'm trying to be funny and lucid for like 4 or 5 hours. It's very difficult, you know, rhythmically.
There's a new medicine that came out. I'm just trying.
That's what I want. I just want to pop something. I don't need to be flying or anything. I just want to pop something that's going to get, you know, give me a little, make me feel just a little bit more alert. It's 4 a.m. It's dark outside. I'm sitting there, you know, I should be in the middle of my REM.
Tomorrow.
Let's get into that.
There's a new one that came out. And I can't remember the name of it, and we don't really know the side effects.
And give me some downers, because I got to knock myself down
when I'm done.
When the curtain closes, that's when I knock it down. Yeah. John?
Yes, sir.
You're 30?
Yes, sir, I am.
What's up?
Well, I got a little bit of a problem. I mean, I'm really in love with this woman. We've been together now, living together for about 2 years. We've been engaged, and when we first met... she was just as much into sex as I am. I mean, we're talking, she was a very sexual being. I mean, when she used to tell me about times when she was a kid, she used to masturbate, things like that, and I was like, oh, mm-hmm. This is great.
Okay, this is that deprivation compulsive cycle that Adam seems to hit by getting involved with a woman. They seem to move into the deprivation stage as soon as he develops a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my big problem here now is that, I mean, she's smoking hot, and I hate having a Ferrari that stays in the garage all the time. I want to drive it every now and then, and the problem is she's disinterested. She loves me. I feel it and everything, but the problem is the sexual side of it, and I don't want to leave her just because of the sexual side, but it is something that I need. I've tried to convey to her that I have needs that just are not being met, and, you know, for a day or two it changes, but after that it just kind of goes again, and I ask her what the reasons are. And I mean, we're together so much.
All right. How long have you been together? Which Arlington are you from?
Texas.
Mm. Is there another one?
Virginia.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm. Yep.
Stupid. Gotta be five of every goddamn city name.
Yeah.
Drive me nuts. Yeah. There's well, Virginia. I was thinking because Virginia's for Lover.
Yeah. That's where the airport is, sort of.
Massachusetts too.
Right. Yeah, but Texas, you can't mess with that.
That's where the stadium is, right?
And I don't know. And listen, so John, you guys been together for how long?
Over 2 years now.
Over 2 years. And do you want to get married?
Oh, absolutely.
Does she want to get married?
Absolutely.
Why aren't you married?
She's in pageants. And you can't be a Mrs. in Miss Pageants.
Hold on. Let me talk to my partner here. How old is she?
She's 23.
Hold on.
Oh, boy. We got the...
Sums up with the pageant.
Yeah, let me just list the diagnoses I expect to find, besides the eating disorder.
Right.
And some kind of abuse, and then we got the, you know, the cycles of sexual compulsivity and then deprivation.
Yeah.
And the deprivation usually occurs... What someone will do is, when they get involved with somebody, they'll gain a bunch of weight as a way to sort of try to avoid the real intimacy. They get out of it. They'll start getting sexually, you know, compulsive again with lots of partners. They get involved with one person, then they go back into deprivation again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually meet. I meet them about the 18th cycle.
That's what I'm saying.
Weight gain and deprivation.
That's what I'm saying. We usually trigger one of those deprivation stages. See.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay. I don't know if John's going to cop to much of this. Yeah. John.
Yes, sir.
What kind of pageants does she do?
Well, she's been in several pageants. She was the former Miss County of San Diego. She's now up for Miss Fort Worth and has aspirations to be Miss Texas, and there's just a bunch of other things after that. So until that cycle is over, until she loses one of these pageants, we just decided we're not going to get married, because she can't carry that title and be married at the same time.
When is... They do have a Mrs. USA.
Yeah, they do. It's kind of lame, though.
All right.
You met Miss Texas. She was up here that one.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's not like the coveted title Miss Fort Worth. I mean, that's something. Well, once you lay in that sash, you're set for life.
Well, most Miss Fort Worths actually have gone on to be Miss Texas. They have a thing for Miss Fort Worth, I guess. I don't know.
Out of all those goddamn Texas cities?
That's big ones.
Well, I know, but there's a ton of big ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, listen. Yeah. Has she ever been abused?
No, she comes from a really loving family, but she is an only child.
Yeah. But no. What's with the pageant stuff? There's got to be something up.
Well, she just wants to go and pursue a modeling career, and this is the easiest way to do it. She's in school, and she's got other things going for her, but...
How come 99% of models weren't in pageants?
100% of models.
Okay, 100... Well, not 100%, but how come this is the easiest way to pursue modeling, and none of the models were in pageants, or quite a few of them weren't?
Well, her reasoning is, number one, she doesn't want to speak. She doesn't want to be a... She doesn't want to go into broadcasting. She doesn't want to be an actress. Uh-huh. But she's only 5'6", so she's too short for runway. Uh-huh. And to get her foot in the door, this is basically what she needs to do.
What's her talent in these pageants?
Actually, the Miss pageants, like the Miss USA pageants...
No talent?
Really?
Yep.
That's good. They've gotten rid of that.
She had some talent, but that's what we're missing in our relationship now.
Yeah.
R. I judge that, Miss USA.
What do you do? Do you sell? What, John, do you sell something?
Yeah.
What do you sell?
Well, I used to be a stockbroker, and now I'm in the Western attire and saddle and boot business.
You're a salesman?
Yes, sir.
Got that from you. All right, buddy. I think you need... Now, you don't have sex with her, what, once a month, once every 5 weeks?
Well, the problem is when the mood strikes her. She's always got to be the one.
But what's it average out to be?
Once every couple weeks.
All right. I think you're going to have to talk to her about this. Have you spoken to her about it?
I've written letters.
By the way, once every couple weeks is not that off.
Not if you guys have been together for a while and she's...
It's not good, but it's not way out.
Right.
Especially if she's initiating. That's pretty good.
But the problem comes into the fact that when we used to be once, three times a day, things like that, and it goes for so long, and then all of a sudden, boom, it just drops off. But I do have another question, Drew.
Yeah.
Birth control. She's been on ortho. She went off ortho for a while, and they gave her this other stuff, and now she's back on ortho. But she's had, ever since she started that birth control, too, she has told me that part of it could be the drive because
birth control pills can have a profound effect on receptivity, on arousal, on irritability, on feelings of sexuality and bonding. She should be tried in multiple different kinds of pills. Most women, in my experience, tend to be sort of shut down by progestational agents, things like levonorgestrel and things that have potent progesterones in them. Some women are sort of aroused by that. They can become a little extra sexual, but most are kind of shut down by it. And every woman is amazingly different in terms of how they respond to these pills. So she needs to try a few different things. If it was that abrupt and it associated any way with the onset of her birth control pills, then try changing the pills.
All right. And I didn't want to get to the part where he was writing her letters.
And this is not what I said. I don't necessarily have to go down that path of deprivation and eating disorders and stuff. It just sounds like they're just off a little bit.
They're a little stuff.
Yeah.
He's got a little salesman in him.
Yeah, which I know that's...
She's got some pageant in her. And that's a hell of a combination right there.
Hmm.
Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. Hmm. He's selling Western wear. Hmm? She's entering pageants. You like to sit down for a nice long meal with these two?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean pathology. It means you wouldn't want to have dinner with them.
Something. Andrew?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, the other day we got, me and my girlfriend got this thing that's called the Five Gates of Hell. It's like a penis ring, basically, and there's five different metal circles.
Oops. Five gates?
Yeah, it's like
hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Five Gates of Hell. It sounds horrible, but...
I'm changing my book title from Utter Hell to Five Gates of Hell. I like it better.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
So it's like, it's all held together by a leather strap and stuff, and it's pretty bulky. And you put your ball through it and whatnot. And I wanted to know if it's potentially dangerous for me to be putting my ball through that, for one, or for putting it in my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I just, the phrase, putting my balls through... Fill in the blank.
One of the gates of hell.
Yeah, gates of hell. I already recoil slightly from that.
Oh, aren't you scared your balls are going to enter some other dimension? You know, I would assume that if I put my balls through one of the gates of hell, even if it was just a second or third,
It's just a metal ring.
Oh, I see.
I still can't think of anything other than how horses are made into geldings. They put the testes through a gate of hell,
and they do.
They fall off.
They put a rubber band around them, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And then the circulation gets... Okay. Well, look, here's the good thing about your body, even as it pertains to threading your junk through one of the gates of hell, is things start to hurt when they're doing damage, usually. And so you feel any pain, you gotta stop. If not, probably be all right. When they do the barnyard animals, they want to get rid of their nuts.
Yeah.
And they put the rubber band around them.
Yeah.
And everyone says, oh, they just fall off.
No, I think they take them off. I think. I don't know.
But it's like you put the rubber band around the sack.
Yeah.
The sack sort of, I guess, withers and dies because it doesn't get blood supply.
But that would hurt, I would think.
That would be numb or whatever. That would go on for a while. But eventually, you got to get the bolt cutters out at some point, right? Then it'll just physically fall off.
I would think so.
Somebody answer that question for me, because my friend was telling me that.
And we're missing another question, Andrew, is why do you want to put your nuts through the gates of hell? What is the... I don't know. Why is that enticing?
He's 19. He's spicing things up with his lady friend.
Christ.
All right, let's take a little break.
All right.
We'll be back. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Let's
talk more about animal husbandry. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nick?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We got a fart call coming up.
Was this a little bit of a challenge for you to try to keep your... you're going to create a fart.
Got something going here.
I see.
Bill?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Oh, Drew.
Oh, no.
Oh, it had a little pop.
No.
Ooh, the mic's got a little... Ooh.
Stop.
All right. I'm done waving it around.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you, that wind cover on the mic really soaks it in.
Oh, almighty.
Wow. A little something there.
Oh, my God. What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Oh, my God.
It's nice.
What's up, Bill?
Ooh. Hey, how you doing?
Good. It's 43, yeah. What's up?
Oh, my God.
You had a fart question.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Adam, I wanted to find out if you'd had a chance to see one of those fart detectors that they're selling on the Internet.
Well, hey, listen, there would be no purpose to that here in this room right now.
Yep. Drew, you know I farted. You heard it. You smelled it. What else do you need?
I need more like a defibrillator or something.
Yeah. You don't need some little red light, little LED flasher to let you know I just blew some
Christ
gas.
Right? Although it would be nice to have had a warning, but what can I do? I'm stuck in here on the mic.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. Thanksgiving, my brother showed up at the house with this little fart detector. It's an actual methane detector.
Yeah, I've seen these. I think we had one. But all the fart-related stuff always sort of falls under the heading of novel. It's never quite...
No, useful?
It's not an instrument.
Well, I'll tell you what. This one was quite useful because my wife is one of those women that never farts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she had sat down on the couch next to my brother and didn't know he had it sitting there next to her. And she tried to slip out an SPD, and that thing went nuts.
Really?
Oh, she was so red in the face.
What did it do? How did it alert you?
It was 43. It's good time.
As soon as it goes off, it goes, whoop, whoop, fart detected, fart detected. And she immediately turned red, so we knew it was her.
Wow.
It's a pretty slick little device.
I think how much are they?
I think he paid $39.95. He got it on a website.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill. I don't really have this problem.
We need a gauge to know what's coming.
I have people.
Right?
My problem is, you know, with the guys I work with and my friends and stuff, is people claiming farts that weren't theirs. I have the opposite problem.
Right.
Guys arguing over a fart. Hey, who let something? Like, Jimmy always stake claim to your fart. Like, you say, Jimmy, whoa, what's going on here? Somebody been breaking wind? Well, you see a guy raise his hand, and Jimmy will be like, yeah, I let one go, too. And then it's like, well, whose fart am I smelling? Jimmy's like, well, I'm sure it's mine. And the guy's like, well, I just farted. And a little scuffle breaks out.
He needs more yes men around him. Hey, yes, sir, Mr. Kimball, that is your fart.
Yeah, I know your bouquet anywhere. Yeah, well, the problem is Jimmy always farts, so it's like if you go into a room with more than one person.
This is bad, Adam.
Bad, good. Bad, like when the black guys say bad, right?
Are you okay, though? You didn't get enough enjoyment out of that. You feeling all right tonight?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, okay. You just didn't break out in a gleeful guffaw the way you normally do.
I've
mellowed a little bit?
No, I'm used to it because I've taken a little turn.
What, pray tell?
From a gastro.
You've gotten a little odor.
I got a little punch, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over the last 18 months or
fantastic.
So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Has your diet been different?
We can all benefit. I'd probably say I eat more red meat than I did in the past, but not significantly. Yeah, that had a little pop to it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Staying power.
Bill, I'm guessing Bill's like 43, digging the fart. Bill's one of these guys who, when he hears Grandpa Got Run Over by a Reindeer song they play every year, he probably's like laughing his ass off, driving his pickup truck and whacking the steering wheel like head tilted back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Drew.
There's still a little air. Oh, really, Adam?
Something's still around, right?
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what it was?
Dan, get in here.
It wasn't much, either. You're good, baby. It wasn't much. Nick?
Yeah.
Is that a warning?
You know what that fart was like?
Is that a warning?
That fart was like a jab that breaks your nose, you know?
Yeah.
Literally. No, but what I mean is, you know, wasn't a lot to it. You didn't really see it coming. Wasn't a roundhouse. Wasn't any big haymaker or anything. Just a quick pop.
Powered out.
But it landed. It landed flush.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, Nick.
Nick, you're 18.
Yep.
What's up?
This is in response to your castration conversation.
Right.
I used to castrate calves for 6 years, and what you do is you just place the rubber band around the testicles, and after about a month or so, they just shrivel up and fall off.
They literally just fall off.
Uh-huh. They feel no pain whatsoever.
And then what's... That's always funny. I know they probably don't, but I always like when people speculate.
Yeah.
I like they go, that fish doesn't know he's got a hook in his eye. He's fine with it. He's fine with that hook in his eye. No, he doesn't know. And then, like, animal people are like, no, that roach can feel the sports page coming down on his back. I mean, they suffer. They suffer. You know, it's always like when people know. It always seems to, whatever their agenda is, that's how much they know about whether he knows anything. All right, so they feel, how do you get the rubber band around the sack?
Well, it's kind of strange. It looks like some kind of a torture tool, really. Mm-hmm. It's a little handheld tool with four prongs. And you put their little tiny rubber band over those four.
Oh, Adam, this is the condom loader.
Right, and it goes, the nutsack threads through the hole, and then they...
Yeah.
This is the condom loader.
When you squeeze the handle...
We may be able to find a second use for this. Yeah.
What kind of rubber band do you use?
I don't know what they are. They're special little rubber bands.
Heavy duty.
They're about the size of a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you press the... tool, it will stretch the rubber band, and then you have to grab the sack,
Adam,
and thread it through.
Right.
You with me on this?
This is a nice item. Drew, shut the door now. I can hear people yapping down the hall. It's embarrassing. All right, so when the sack falls off,
no bleeding or anything?
No, not at all. It just heals up.
Mm-hmm. And then the rubber band sort of falls off after that?
Right. And then it takes about 2 to 3 months, and, you know, it just shrivels away.
How old are the calves where you toss the rubber band around the sack?
Anywhere about 2 or 3 months old.
Look, somehow comical that he goes...
Sound like a horse.
When do they do the horses?
Now, you do that around the calf so it doesn't get aggressive, or the meat is more tender? Or what?
It has nothing to do with that. It's just... so that they can be raised to be beef cattle.
As opposed to, they're steers.
Well,
are they a steer then?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a bull.
That's the difference between a steer and a bull.
Uh-huh.
If they have the sack, they'll be a bull.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I mean,
they're more docile. They hang out with the
You can handle them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so it does have something to do with them being more aggressive.
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, it does make them less aggressive.
Yeah. And so would they grow horns then?
Yeah, of course.
And would they grow to the same size? They don't grow the same size, do they?
Yeah, of course they do.
They do.
How dare you, of course.
Well, hold on a second. Let me talk. Hey, you got your bulls, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got your steers.
Mm-hmm.
And the steers and the bulls don't look exactly the same, do they?
No. I don't think so.
Well, and the only difference between them is the nutsack?
I get the feeling this guy has no idea what he's talking about.
I don't know. Nick.
Go on.
All right. Nick, put a rubber band around yourself so you don't have any kids. All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. All right, now we know what happens in nutsack. Be a nice job cleaning that up on nutsack detail. Unless they're falling like walnuts off a tree and you got to just go around and sweep them up.
Nice.
Take a break. We'll be back. That's my song. Now, here's what you got a picture, Drew.
No.
I've entered the trendy club.
I know, but we don't have the
strobe light pumping, music pumping, all eyes turned toward me. Go-go dancers up in the cages, but everyone's transfixed on me. Leather coat flung over the jacket, sunglasses bouncing in slow motion, boots out in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Looking good, shirt undone just enough to give the ladies just a little hint of what lies beneath.
You give the high sign to the maitre d' at the front?
That's right. He waves me right in. He just made like he's on the flight deck of a carrier. Just whoosh.
On the
Mr.
way in.
Mr. Carroll, bartender, hot-looking chick bartender sees me. She's making my drink.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my life.
Okay.
Then that's the song that's playing.
Let's keep talking about animal husbandry, all right? Here's Courtney, 21.
Courtney.
Hello? Hi.
Yeah. I had a comment on the guy that thinks that you castrate horses and cows with rubber bands, elastrators. Uh-huh. That would be one hell of an elastrator band.
Elastrator is what they call it, huh?
Yep.
Drew's wife got him that for their, was it 15th anniversary? 12th anniversary, I believe. Oh, okay. Oh, early.
That doesn't say much for him because that's a pretty small rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
You actually, You actually use a scalpel and you slice them, then you pull out the testicles, you twist them a couple times, and they rip right off.
That's for the horses.
For the horses and cattle.
And the cattle.
That's okay. What you do to...
How do you control the bleeding?
How do you control the bleeder?
The bleeding.
Blood stop, a topical dressing.
All right. And how do you control the horse or the cattle, not just putting the hoof right in the forehead?
You tie a rope around its foreflank and its back flank, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Uh-huh. It's got a foreflank and a back flank. All right. And does the horse seem to feel the pain of this procedure?
Sometimes. You can numb it if you want, but it's kind of a waste.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about these rubber bands? You do hear about them. You're saying this doesn't exist?
No, they do exist. You use them on sheep and pigs if you want to.
Right. But you don't use them on the cattle.
And then then what does it do for the cat? It gives us steer, is that right?
Huh?
What does it do to the cow that's been castrated?
It's called a steer.
A steer.
And what's the difference? Would it be a bull if you didn't do this?
Yeah.
And what's the difference between a steer and a bull?
No testes.
Yep.
I know, but what else?
Is the meat different?
The meat texture is better. You wouldn't want to eat a bull. It's too tough.
Right.
And the temperament-wise, they're harder to handle if they have their testicles still.
Yes, the two things I said to this jackass. Oh, no. Which proves, again, that I know more than everybody, even guys who do whatever they say they do for a living. And wouldn't the bull be bigger, too?
Yeah. Bulls get to be around 2,500 pounds.
Jesus.
Steers usually are butchered at 16 months, and they don't get that big.
Mm-hmm. How much do they weigh before they get butchered?
About 1,300 pounds.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, good times, baby.
Thanks.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a feed store salesman.
All right, so you know what's going on. Huh? I'm picturing you as a little bit haunchy. No?
No.
You don't have a strong lower half from carrying all those sacks of grain over your shoulders?
I don't carry them.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's like a pharmaceutical rep.
All right, so you sell all this stuff too, right?
Yep.
All right, good times there, baby.
Well, maybe she can get the condom loader out for us.
No, shut up. Tired of that thing. I just could not go at the sack of an animal. I can barely, like, I can put a hook through a minnow.
Mm.
Bothers me.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah, me too.
It just feels weird to me. Like, I swear to Christ, you go fishing, they're like, hey, take that minnow, put the hook through his eye, and you let him run. And then that's when the yellowtail go right out. And I was like, I can't put this hook through this thing that's in my hand. It's all weird. It could bleed like hell. No. No. Not for me. Nicole?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
This is the deal. I have had sex with this one guy about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the condom broke during it and everything. And I took care of, like, the emergency contraceptive pill and everything.
Great.
At Planned Parenthood and whatnot.
Strong work.
Good work.
But, like, 4 days later, like, on Monday, I had the sex on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the tip of the condom, like, a good inch of it, like, came out of me. Like, it had been in there the whole time.
Nice.
And
You put a rubber band around it to get it to fall off, or is it just... You just sneezed and it came out.
I don't know. But, yeah, I guess it broke off, like, during, and it had been in me for, like a good 4 or 5 days, and I was wondering if that was bad at all.
Not specifically. Things get left behind all the time. You'd be surprised. People forget that they put a condom in, they put another one in.
They find hubcaps, license plates, Pez dispensers. They find everything up there.
Mm-hmm. And the issue is getting sort of some sort of an occlusion back there, like it closes off part of the cavity and bacteria overgrows and you can get a toxic shock syndrome.
Don't hear about that anymore.
Yeah, it's out there. But short of that, no. If it's out and you have any problems, no problem. So, I mean, you might get a vaginal infection. You might notice abnormal smell or discharge, that kind of thing.
So this guy blew the reservoir right off?
I guess, yeah.
Wow. That's a, you know what that is? That's
a good trick.
It's one of those things I would wear as a badge of honor.
Yeah, I was going to say, or she should.
Like, even if it was, well, I don't know. She wants to brag to her next guy about this. Dude, I effed him so hard, he blew the tip right into my goose. But, you know, there's certain things from a timing-wise. Like, here's what I'm saying. Like, you go in the gym, you whack the heavy bag once and it falls down from the ceiling.
Right.
Thing could have been loosened up over the last 11 years.
You'll take the credit.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a condom that just, here's an invention.
Novelty condom.
Yeah, this is, you know, she's on the pill. You guys have been married for 15 years. Everything's kosher in the birth control department. But you take a condom and you, like, perforate the tip. So you just, when you bust, you're not just blows the tip right off.
We'll call it the whoopee condom. No?
No.
What? What are we going to call it?
It's a noise. That's a noise. That's a noise thing.
Whoopee. So it's more of a.
This is something that would make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
This is we call it like blow your stack or something like that.
All right.
Gina.
Yeah.
You're 35.
Knock your block off.
How'd you know? Oh, did I say it? Hello.
Oh, hello. Oh,
yeah. Hey. You know what? I was wondering if your topic today is about farting or condoms.
Are you drunk, baby?
No, baby. No, I'm not.
Really?
I have insomnia. Anyway.
Anything happen?
Are you taking some medication or something?
Yeah, I'm out of my medication.
What medication are you supposed to be taking?
Trazodone.
What is it?
Trazodone.
Trazodone. But you've not taken anything else today?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. I really just, first time I listened to K-Rock and Devo was in. So I just been listening to you for the last month, and I was surfing the channels last night, like, and there's this girl, a young woman or woman, whatever, that was just trying speed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to call you, and I had the wrong number.
Checking.
And I want to give her hard. I'm hoping she's listening.
You want to give her what?
Hard, cold facts.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye. You got to understand, when you don't follow the word hard with anything, it's confusing.
Huh?
I want to give her hard.
Hard, cold.
All right, now it makes sense.
What it's like to be addicted to speed.
All right.
Well, you know somebody was addicted to speed?
I was. About 3 years ago.
Shocking. Yes? Okay. And for how long?
Listening.
How long were you addicted to speed for?
I was addicted to six months addicted to speed. I didn't know what drug there was, but 6 months.
Right.
And this was about 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And I can't get into that, why I got off of it, but...
Well, I guess involving some prison.
But I mean, you guys... Mm-hmm. I always thought Love Line was just a teeny bopper chat line, whatever, but this this girl, you know, you were giving her, like, you know, facts, but I'm hoping she's listening because, you know, it's like I would be on 5-day runs,
mm-hmm.
and I'd end up itching all over me.
Mm-hmm. And people also start believing they've got, like, hair under their skin,
yeah,
or glass.
Yeah, and I would see ants all over.
They pick themselves.
And I
would
end up in a fetal position with my thumb in my mouth calling my mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God. And just, I hope she's listening. Because
your mom or this caller?
No, the girl that I called last night.
Yeah, we hope your mom's not listening, right?
Yeah. Anyway,
well, wait a second now. You got off the speed when they put you in the slammer?
I never been in the slammer. Only for, what do they call it, junk tanks?
Aren't you drunk now?
What?
Haven't you been drinking tonight?
Yes.
All right. So, Gina, you switched from speed now to alcohol. You need to get some recovery.
How dare you call her an alcoholic, Drew?
Hey, I am an alcoholic, all right? But you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, respectfully.
But Gina, get some treatment. You just switched from one substance to another, and now alcohol is your bigger choice.
Hold on.
Baby.
Yes,
baby? I
was
on Skid Row, all right?
All right.
I'm still beautiful, I met Zsa Zsa Gabor's beauty secret that I always knew. Don't make any expressions whatsoever.
Right.
Play that back.
Your face won't get wrinkled if you don't make any expressions.
Right.
It's true. People that have strokes and half their face gets paralyzed, that half looks 10 years younger.
I'm going through major surgery in half a month.
What are you going through? Hey, listen, hold on. I want to see Drew clutch his abdomen. Do you have any kids?
One.
Oh! Drew, you're all right.
Adopted by my mother.
Oh.
I'm sure she's a delight.
Yes.
She's beautiful.
She's a great woman.
She's Italian, Mexican, Irish, and American Indian.
Oh, man.
Black hair and light blue eyes.
Oh, man. I bet she's the best. The best. So, anyway, you got to do some surgery soon?
Yeah.
What do you got to do? Remove the bottle from your hand?
That's not funny.
Evidently not. Drew didn't even smile. All right. What do you got to do?
An old boyfriend. I've always been with abusive boyfriends, and he slashed my hands and slashed all the tendons.
Oh, right, man. Here.
So UCLA put like silicone, almost like wire, into all the fingers because they used to call me the hook.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I'm
what
right
a guy.
So what? I'm ready.
You gonna get your surgery?
The other surgery? Yeah, they're gonna take the tendons out of my leg and put them in my
tendon transplants.
Oh,
all right. Well, listen, you need to get sober before you have that surgery. You're gonna have some major complications if you don't sober up.
No. I mean, yeah. I'm definitely going to, but.
And then, if you're gonna actually deal with your addiction, which now is really profound after all these years.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Oh man.
Poor thing.
I know. I'm sure mom's doing a great job with the kid, too.
Mm-hmm. She does such a good job with Gina. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gina.
What?
Now, listen to me for a second.
What?
You called this show to pass on some advice to some girl who was...
Yes, I know. Shut up.
Who's having a difficulty
okay.
with a substance. Now, we're going to pass some advice on to you.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so you need to listen just like you wanted that caller to listen from last night. Drew, action.
And the reality is you've got to sober up well before you have the surgery. Your immune system doesn't work right. You'll have DTs in the face of the stress of a surgery if you try to stop abruptly and then go on into surgery. And the reality is you're not going to stop unless you have a medically managed detox and you really get involved in some recovery. And overall, the big picture, that's more important than anything else. You're in abusive relationships. You're starting to have serious health consequences from the alcohol and the relationships. Let's get it going. Let's get some recovery going. You can be much healthier than this.
All right, Gina?
Okay.
All right. You can take care of yourself, would you,
baby?
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Just going to have a drink on that one.
Yeah. And unfortunately, she's probably not even remember this conversation.
Well, yeah. But to be fair to her, we're not going to remember it either.
Mm.
I was watching the news tonight. They said guys that drink. It was like someone made the news for me.
I know.
I was waiting for like the beat off follow up story.
That is the most irresponsible reporting that they could possibly do.
It was great.
I know.
They were showing booze. Showing a lot of highballs and stuff. On the news tonight, it said that they'd always sort of known that people that had a drink, and again, it's not abuse alcohol, but that had a cocktail.
It's called the French effect, that they noticed that in France, where they had the most liver disease in the world, they had no heart disease.
Right.
So they looked at that and said, what's going on? And they found that, well, maybe the wine is having some effect on the risk for heart disease.
So evidently the alcohol lowers the incidence of heart disease.
Heart attacks.
I think they said disease. But
yeah, it's not right. I read this article carefully today. Heart attacks.
Okay, heart attacks. Now, they also said something I didn't know. It's like, because they're always talking about red wine, but... Right.
This study showed it doesn't matter what kind of alcohol you have.
I could make a red rum joke, but Drew wouldn't get it because he never saw the goddamn Shining. But the point is they said, yeah, drink whatever booze you want, which is nice because, you know, I like to mix them up.
Right.
Whatever booze you want. And then the second thing they said is couple drinks a day, like better.
Better to drink more.
Better to drink more, essentially. But also kind of what they were saying was is... you know, don't have 22 drinks on the weekend.
Right.
Best to spread that out over the course of the week.
Well, but they were showing that three times a week is all you need to do. But you should drink moderately those 3 days a week.
But they were saying 5 days a week better than three days a week.
And better if you, as you go along, if you increase it, it gets better still.
I'm home.
Yeah.
I should be drinking now. Can I get a note from you?
I admitted a guy to the hospital today who has been smoking 2 packs a day since he was 8.
8?
No, I'm sorry, 8th grade. I beg your pardon. 8th grade, 13. And no heart disease, lots of alcohol disease, lots of destruction of his body, lots of consequences, no heart attacks. So really all...
How's his lungs?
Mess. Everything's a mess. The point is, though, that this study
Put the pillow over his head?
No. This study asked one question. Does moderate levels of alcohol decrease the endpoint of heart attacks? Not does it increase your survival, not does it increase heart disease, not does it anything. Mm-hmm. But of those people that drink moderately, do they have less heart attacks? And yes, older males who are more likely to have more heart attacks, they have less heart attacks if they're drinking moderately.
Well, listen, I just saw a big green light go off.
No, it doesn't mean they don't have more, they live less, they have more from colon cancer.
I heard enough.
Where's my bourbon?
I think my TV set knows just a little bit more than you, Drew. Thank you. Okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I was just watching this. I was just licking my chops. I was like, oh, this is great. Please do something on beating off. That's what I was saying. Is that cured leukemia? What does that do? This is going to be great. Beating off? What, with cancer? Really?
It's why I hate press reporting medicine. This is not a headline. This is people trying to define what it is about alcohol that's useful. And really, the only thing that comes out of this study is that it suggests that maybe alcohol has some anti-inflammatory properties, that the risk of going from hardening of the arteries to the plaque rupturing and a heart attack precipitating is reduced in alcohol consumption. So maybe there's some anti-inflammatory chemical somewhere in some of these alcohols that we're going to discover that maybe someday we could use as a way of reducing the risk of heart disease.
Well, I'm a lay person, but it just seemed to me, I mean, in a, like, again, in a very layperson way, is that the alcohol seemed to thin things out and keep things moving.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily decrease the rate of narrowing of those arteries. They still may be narrowing on you, but they don't get to the point that they shut off all of a sudden.
Right. And that's your heart attack?
Yeah.
Drew, you got to hit the sauce, buddy. I heard Peter Jennings talking about it.
Good
it was great. I'm glad that they were, like, including vodka and everything. I thought, oh, when do I tell Daniel? He's going to love this.
Oh, God.
Lauren?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question. I was on the pill for about a year, and then I switched to the patch, and I was wondering, is there, like, a difference? Like, which one's better?
Same. And there's going to be a ring, a vaginal ring that you put in once a month pretty soon.
Right, yeah, I saw that, but...
it's going to be great. Baby, I got you a ring. Finally. Yeah.
Sometimes I forget to take the pill, though, so that's why I switched to that.
That's, well, in that respect for you, the patch is better.
Okay, because my boyfriend was really, like, scared that it doesn't work.
No, it's very effective.
Where do you put the patch?
On your back, your butt, or either side of your hips.
Wherever you want, basically.
And it stays on through the shower and everything?
Yeah. Have you seen the commercials for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I have, but...
She's showering, and she's jumping off waterfalls.
Kickboxing and stuff.
Yeah.
And it just stays on, huh?
Yeah.
And then how do you get it off if it's not coming on?
Pull it off real hard.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that would not work on my ass. It'd just be a big old bear's
bed.
Oh,
my God. You're right.
I don't have any... I'd have to put it on my tongue.
You have to eat it.
So part doesn't have hair on me.
You'd have to wear it on your forehead, maybe.
I can put on my... Inexplicably, my ankles don't have any hair on them. I guess I could wear one on my ankle. I wear the other one on my, like, right eyeball, the other on my tongue.
You have to shave patches. Shave these areas. Here's where my patch goes.
This, Adam, what's that empty square in your ass for? Ah, it's my patch. That's my patch spot. Yeah, I got to go pick that up. I know it looks strange. I actually do a custom patch now. It's black. It's got hair on it, so it doesn't stick out.
It looks like your hair. Yeah,
nice,
good.
Right?
It does, yeah.
All right.
A Merkin patch.
We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Doc Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Is that ringing it back?
Let's go.
Let's talk to Mary, who's 33. Mary?
Yes.
What's up?
I am calling because I actually work with a gentleman, and I had asked him out a week before Christmas, and I never heard from him.
Oh.
I know, and I'm trying to figure out if he is interested because he's starting to act like he is, but then he still hasn't called me, and I just...
Anything peculiar about him? Does he have social phobia or anything? Is there anything we should know?
I don't know. I'm wondering if he's shy, but he's like a supervisor to me.
You're fat.
He's not... Drew,
no,
please.
Very
please,
thin.
Please. Is he in a relationship?
That I don't know.
He's in a position of authority relative to you?
He is, yes.
Maybe he's weirded out about that. That's
what I'm wondering.
That can be problematic.
Don't know if I should go ahead and just, you know.
How did you ask him out?
Unfortunately, I gave him a Christmas card and just asked him, you know, if he was interested and wasn't in a relationship to give me a call. So I kind of left it in his hands and
yeah.
I never heard from him. And I'm just torn.
It was only 2 weeks ago, right?
Huh?
2 weeks ago?
Right. Well, it was a week before Christmas, so.
And now he's being sort of flirtatious with you?
Really flirtatious. I'm a little bit more. I'm noticing he stands and watches me more than he did before. What I do at work, it's...
Guys are great, huh?
He's made no reference to this card.
I noticed him
hiding
behind one of the local...
How long have you guys been working together?
It's been kind of... I've only been at this company for 4 months. And he gets rotated around in different departments.
Mm-hmm.
And it started when I worked in the first department that I was in. And then
you've had contact with him for some time. He knows you.
Yeah.
Let me talk to Drew for a second.
Yeah.
Two scenarios.
Yeah.
Didn't get the card.
Three scenarios then.
Not interested.
Total nerdy guy. Doesn't know what to do with himself. In a supervisory capacity, a little freaked out, a little social phobia, and trying to make his plan, get his game plan, got the war room going, figuring out, watching.
No, not 2 weeks. 2 weeks a long time. He would have given her a little stocking stuffer. over the holidays. You know what I'm saying?
Something, yeah. Or else involved with someone else. Making bullpen?
No. No, I'm saying, but involved with someone else can mean not interested, too, although it doesn't always with a guy. But he got the message. He got the card, right, Mary?
Yeah, I handed it to him.
Mm. All right. Interesting that he wouldn't address it.
Mm.
He if he's a super nerd, we can discuss it further. Is he a super nerd?
I couldn't really tell you. Not to me.
What kind of car does he drive?
An older Jeep Cherokee.
Mm.
And it looks like he has, I think he snowboards.
Oh.
Mm.
No. He doesn't wear weird members only jacket or windbreaker or something?
Not
like.
With what we do. We can't. We wear old clothes because we can ruin our clothes where we work. So
What do you do? Mm-hmm.
It's a shipping company.
I see.
And it's just a part-time job for me because I go to school.
Uh-huh. All right. Mary, he's not interested. If he snowboards.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm wondering if he's too young. He is only 26.
No. You guys have no sort of...
He's either gay in another relationship or not into you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. You find somebody else.
I know. Move on.
You don't need some 26-year-old snowboarder. What are you doing, rebounding out of a long, bad relationship?
Marriage?
Actually, it's probably rebounding out of no relationship in the last 6 years. I haven't dated in 6 years.
Why?
What happened?
I kind of gave up on men for a while.
Why?
Just because of the things I hear about women, what women go through, and the fighting and the arguing and the cheating, and I didn't want to get into that.
Are you high? Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh, God, I don't do any of that.
No, I know, but you're not talking to one of your dizzy friends. Who are you talking to? That's no excuse.
I'm just listening to...
People do not have a shutdown in their reproductive impulses because they hear bad things about the other sex.
Something's wrong with you. What happened?
I did. I shut down.
No.
Yeah, what happened to you? Did we leave you or something? You're abandoned when you were growing up?
Well, the only thing I can say is that I've been hit on by too many married men.
No.
There's a reason you were hit on by married men.
I'm going to give you two choices here.
Yeah.
Dad left when you were 12.
Some sort of serious dad abandonment thing.
No, my parents have been married for 37 years.
Or you got some sort of like thyroid problem or some vision problem.
No, my thyroid's fine. I don't even see a doctor.
Then you got some issues of lesbo.
I actually have a lesbophobia.
You understand, though, your parents are still together. They were good to you. They're good family people. Mm-hmm. You love them very much.
Yeah.
Huh?
We're not close, though. I'm a very independent young lady, and
Something's up with you emotionally, though, in a big way.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
All right, but you need to look into it.
Oh.
People do not shut down reproductive impulses because they hear, scary things. Read it in Cosmo. In fact, that brings them in.
Yes.
Gets them going more.
Yeah, there's Mary's got situation going on.
Shut down emotionally for some other reason, something else that sort of fueled.
Right.
But it's not an intellectual cognitive process. Ooh, I decided to avoid those men. Things I hear.
Can't do it. It's like trying to avoid food.
Yeah.
Colleen?
Yeah.
You're 29?
I'm 29.
What's up?
Oh, let's see. I'm 29. I've been clean and sober for 7 years. I've had many, many sexual partners and never had an orgasm. And I'm to the point where I believe that I'm just physically unable to have one.
You never had one masturbating?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I've even gone to the point of buying all sorts of toys, porn, everything I could think of. Had a threesome.
None of that stuff's working?
None of it's working.
None of the toys or the porn?
Huh.
You're totally ineffective?
Totally.
Can I have it?
I know.
Seriously.
The porn I think I'm going to give to my guy friends, pass it along.
All right.
Do you feel numb down there, like disconnected physically from it?
Yeah, I suppose.
You don't feel anything?
I do, but I suppose the only type of sensation I have is with, like, hard pressure.
Yeah. Did you get raped or molested or something?
Sure. It had to be, of course. And what happens...
What, did she say yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Hold on.
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
All right.
One of the consequences of sexual abuse is somatic dissociation. You disconnect from the experiences of your body.
What's somatic mean?
Your body. Soma is the body.
Is that what symptoms come from?
No, soma. Somatic.
Oh.
S-O-M-A as opposed to S-Y-M.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Colleen, the people that have somatic dissociations that are real severe like that usually have sort of painful sexual abuse experiences to the point where the experience is so painful that the only way to tolerate it is to really numb. Your brain numbs itself from that part of a body as a way of tolerating these organs.
What happened to you when you were younger?
Is this a date rape?
No. I mean, like, when you're five or
something else.
No. It was when I was 15. I was still a virgin.
Yeah.
And after that, I had always had drugs and alcohol problems.
What happened with the date? If you were 15, how old was the guy?
He must have been like 20, 22 or something.
Was it brutal?
No.
Here's the deal.
Did you go on a few dates with the guy?
No, it was the one time and. He was very intoxicated and...
Yeah. Something more happened.
We're not looking something for that. We're looking for something else.
No.
That's not going to do it.
Something else happened.
Before that? Nothing's happened.
Nobody ever touched you or beat on you or anything like that?
No? No. I mean, no, never... Not really even physical abuse from my father. You know, of course, he was an alcoholic, and we had family problems. My parents are still married.
Did he ever do anything weird when he was loaded?
Just things like I'd be taking a bath, and he would come into the bathroom when it was totally inappropriate and tell me comment on my my growing breasts, you know, as a child.
It's coming together.
I bet something else happened. Do you ever do anything at night? Do you lie down next to you and touching or anything?
Nope.
Well,
but still, that would...
The only thing I can think of is following, you know, the date rape that I did, I started acting out total sexually, and I slept with at least 100 different people, not in relationships with them, trying, I suppose, to... regain control over my sexuality.
Right. But instead, re-traumatizing yourself. Maybe in the course of that,
that's true.
You really sort of caused some dissociation.
Well, listen, can you have a relationship?
Yeah.
All right. And can you enjoy sex, even if you're not having an orgasm?
I can enjoy sex, but it's really irritating because I never get the full enjoyment.
Yeah, I don't know if that's enjoying it then. I mean... But here's the deal. Here's the problem with women. Women, when it comes to an orgasm, for guys, we can do it with effort.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's about, you know, I wouldn't be very comfortable rattling off 50 push-ups. But if somebody put a gun to, let's go see my mom or my dad, or my grandma's, let's say Jimmy's head.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you got to do 50 push-ups. I would just bite on a popsicle stick and get down and do it. Yeah. I would grunt it.
Yeah.
I would make it happen.
And you do it rather easily, too. Really, all things being equal. Given.
Yeah. I would do it. I could force it.
Yeah.
And I could force that.
But you could force it, no problem. You know what I mean? In a pinch?
Yeah. I could force it. And if somebody told me I just got done beating off, they told me I had to squeeze another one off or they're going to put a bullet in Jimmy's head. I don't know if I could do it while Jimmy was watching, but I'd squeeze another one off. I'd hunker down and get it done. Now, the problem with women is they can't do it this way. It's like someone putting a gun in your head and telling you, think of a word, think of the name of some sitcom star who you can't remember.
Right.
It's not going to help.
Right.
It actually hurts.
Right.
You'll think of it when you're in your car driving home, but if the person put the gun to your head, you take a bullet.
Right.
So what she's doing is she's trying to force it.
Yeah.
And it ain't like doing it, your 50th push-up. It's right. like trying to think of that sitcom star from yep. the 70s, and it's not coming. The harder you think about it, the worse shape you're going to be in.
Absolutely.
So Colleen's got to let it go.
Got to get in a relationship. Got to loosen up. And, you know, she may need some therapy. Maybe the trauma of that abuse yeah. that she then reenacted a thousand times really got to her.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll be back. Dave. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Here are you, and let's get back to the phones. We'll speak to Nikki, who's 19. Nikki?
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I had a question. Me and my boyfriend have been dating for quite a while now, or 9 months at least, and we can't seem to go around having sex comfortably. Mm-hmm. Like, he's well endowed, and I'm pretty petite.
Ooh.
We've tried lubricants and foreplay and all that great stuff, and none of it seems to really work.
Mm-hmm. So you get irritation very quickly?
It's really painful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, And have you tried different positions and things?
Yes. Basically, went through the whole Kama Sutra book.
Uh-huh. And strikes me that everyone calls it the Kama Sutra. It's a Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra, yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, but karma's, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Makes sense. And is there a position you like better than, is more comfortable than other ones?
Sometimes being on top is okay because I have more control over it, but it still hurts. And, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. What point do you get the pain?
And what part?
At what point?
Usually at penetration.
Is he unable to penetrate, or is it just after he's penetrated?
It's just like during, while.
Do you have sort of a lot of tightness of the muscles down there? Do you feel like you can't relax?
All tensed up type feeling?
Yeah.
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 You know, maybe this isn't a mismatch of the anatomy. Maybe it's just what's called vaginismus, which is a spasm of those muscles around the vagina. And sometimes that can be a sort of reflexive spasm. It's something that's not even associated with anxiety. It's just a spinal reflex. But it's something you need to learn to kind of relax.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that.
Well, there are people that specialize in treating this. Actually give them graduated cylinders and things, all kinds of ways they go about treating this.
Jesus, that sounds like a pain.
Okay.
She's calling from Bakersfield, though.
Are you anxious about it? Are you nervous when you're doing this with him?
Not really. Sometimes at first it's a little alarming.
Because you're worried about the pain?
Yeah.
Is there anything in your past that make you sort of upset about your sexuality?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
Just living in Bakersfield, there's got to be something.
What?
Okay.
Be nice.
All right. So here's the problem. It's like catch 22, which is you get a little intense anticipating this pain. And then you spasm, and then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then the pain does really come on. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just saying this is the situation, and it's just sort of a cycle. I'm not sure.
Do you have orgasms?
No.
Does he give you oral sex?
Yeah, that works good, but that's about the only time I can.
Orgasm?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's ahead of the game at 19.
Yeah.
As far as the other stuff goes, yeah, you got the position you like. You got the lubrication. I hate to do this, but what if you were a little more relaxed? Like, what if you took like a nice, what if you sat in a hot tub for a half hour before you had sex? Took a nice hot bath or had a glass of red wine or something like that?
I don't drink.
But why not?
I've done the whole hot bath.
You've tried that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything where you smoke any weed?
No, uh-uh.
Boy, you're uptight, baby.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're Squaresville.
No.
We couldn't party.
I'm a good girl.
We couldn't party.
Yeah.
Especially when you saw the size of my penis.
Oh, and I'm supposed to say my cousin Skylar loves you, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she wants to be one of your juggies or whatever.
We could party.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Nikki, just, you know, it's there aren't any easy solutions to this kind of thing. You should talk to your gynecologist about it, but there may not be a lot of good
solutions. True. I know I like to, I'm really like a doctor from Old West doctor.
Yeah.
Like the 1850s.
Right.
I like to prescribe booze for everything.
Chop things off. They don't work right.
Yeah, but it's more like booze.
Yeah, yeah.
Give him a shot of brandy and straighten him out. But I know she's not a drinker. I don't want to get her started. But for other women who have this, glass of red wine and light a candle.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
sort of mellow out a little bit, relax, whatever sort of.
It's reasonable.
Because if you're tensing up, this is really causing problems.
Now that we know that that would also prevent heart disease, why not?
Yeah. The more the merrier. I should. You know, I'm going to start carrying a flask because I'm a health nut, Drew. Ashley?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I have had two sexual partners as far as intercourse goes, and I have fooled around with 8 guys, including those two. And I have only found one who has been able to make me orgasm, and he's only been capable of doing that once, and that was through oral sex. And so I'm not sure. I don't think it's anything psychological. I come from a very open family.
Most 18-year-olds are right about where you are. Most 18-year-olds are just like this. That's just the way it is for 18-year-olds.
All right.
So you don't have to look for special reasons for it. That's part of being a normal 18-year-old.
It's not that they don't try. I mean, I've had...
Ashley, did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
No, obviously you didn't.
So just, I mean...
Most 18-year-olds... either can't have an orgasm, or if they can only do it through oral sex, and even then, not regularly. That's most 18-year-olds.
So this is just something that will progress eventually?
Yeah, as you get older, things will start to function better. The guys will, you know, you'll get a relationship or something.
You meet a guy, you fall in love, and then you kind of get into that real rhythm, and you start loosening up.
But it's not even just loosening up. Not enough is made of how much biological the change there is from 18 to 22. And at 22, things start functioning sexually a little more easily. And you'll probably always have orgasm only with oral sex, not with intercourse. That will probably be you forever. That'll probably be Ashley. She's
gonna be able to lay that on her at 18.
You're right. It could get a lot better later. But she's having real trouble except through oral sex.
15 years. Yeah, my vagina's like a slot machine. you can't feed in one nickel and expect it to pay off. Yeah, you gotta keep feeding it.
And then they start just falling out.
They start to loosen up. Okay. I always like that. I don't know why.
Loosest
slots. It's too close to slot. I see it on billboards. I was driving out to Anaheim for the Super Bowl of motocross.
How was that?
Yeah. It's the gut-busting sport of warriors, Drew.
Right.
I had a good time. Oh, how dare you. These are highly intelligent people. They like their trucks lifted. That's all. It's a sign of intelligence. Higher your truck, the smarter you are. Einstein drove like a monster truck. A lot of people didn't know that.
Didn't use a ladder to get in.
He had a full suspension lift and a body lift on his truck.
Nice.
Yeah, Einstein, I believe, drove a F-250 crew cab. Monster motor tires on it. But I was driving out there, and I'm seeing these billboards for some casino in San Diego. I was like, loosest slots in San Diego. And I'm always like... I don't know. I guess
you're old-fashioned, Adam. Be serious here.
When I hear loosest slots, I always think of loose slots. And whenever someone talks about HMO, I think homo. That's the other thing. I don't know. Now I've planted that in my head, so I smile every time I pass a loose slots, and I don't even know what that means. Like, you know, you see that on the way to loosest slots in Southern Nevada. Like, really? I was taking your word for that. Like, you're saying your slots are just old and they've been so worked in that they don't really hold money very well? Or
it just falls out.
It just falls out. It's like a 80-year-old woman's vagina. You're just urinating all over yourself. You can't hold your fecal matter back. Malihe?
Hello?
What's your name?
Malihe.
Oh, there you go. Is that Hawaiian?
Actually, it's Farsi.
Ah.
It means beautiful.
That's good.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm kind of nervous because I'm online, but I met this guy in April. And we went out on a date, and we didn't have sex or anything. And I went out of the country in June, and I didn't come back until August. I went to Europe.
Yeah.
And then my sister and I were at, like, this billiard place, and we saw him again.
Today, Junior?
All right.
Sorry. Anyway, we saw him again, and so...
Where's Farsi? Is that in Africa?
No, it's Persian.
Iran.
No. Well, it's on the continent, right?
It's in the Middle East.
Well, it's in the continent of Africa, isn't it?
Middle East.
No.
That's Eastern Africa, isn't it?
What?
Middle East.
What continent's that on you?
I mean, Egypt's in Africa, but the rest of the
world. Have you ever heard of Iran?
Yeah, but what continent is that?
I don't know. I was born here.
It's Africa. Anyway. It's Africa.
No, it is not African.
What's on that continent?
It's North Africa.
North Africa.
No, that's Morocco.
All right, where do we find this?
Huh?
Where's this Farsi land you're from?
No, Iran, Persia.
All right, anyway, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of Persian rugs?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love those chicks.
Anyway, so I met him again, and we came back to my house and had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't use a condom, and I found out that I was pregnant.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, he's like, well, my parents hate sand niggers and, all these
things.
His parents hate sand niggers?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And he's like, and I can never be a part of this child's life because, you know, you're not one of us because he's Romanian.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, anyway.
Oh, what the S word? Wait a minute.
We're out of time.
Aren't those Romanians ice niggers? Isn't that what we call them? I don't know. Okay. Now we got to go to break.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll get back with Malihe real fast when we come back. That's just about the show. Drew and I got on the thing, and I stand corrected. Iran is not in the
African
continents, and it's in the Asian continent.
Seems to be.
It's close. Close, just a little, thin stretch of water. It looked to be about 3/16 of an inch on the computer, so that's not far.
No, not all right.
All right. So, are you still there, Leilani?
Malihe?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so you're pregnant?
Yes, I'm 11 weeks pregnant.
What are you going to do about this?
Well, I was going to have an abortion, and when we got to the place, I changed my mind.
Mm. How about adoption?
Well, that's what I'm planning. I'm not even, going to tell my parents.
Wow, fantastic. I mean, all right. Courageous thing.
Good. I'm sorry we're out of time, but adoption, yeah. We applaud it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had this experience with this guy. You got to use birth control next time.
As an idiot.
And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
I've never been to the Slimer, only for, what do they call junk tanks?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.